Hi everyone, welcome to Accounting 211 Online. Let's go ahead and get started. This is an accounting class. For most of you, it's probably the first accounting class that you're going to take. So it makes sense to begin our discussion with a definition of accounting. What is accounting? What is it that we're going to talk about for the next 10 weeks? We can define accounting as the means by which we measure and describe the economic results of a business, and is very important, and communicate those results to interested users. So accounting is sort of a two-step process, if you will. First, it's coming up with the economic results of the company. Secondly, and every bit as important, if not more important, it's then taking those results and communicating them to those folks that would be interested in them. Let's go on to the next slide. There are two main types of accounting information, as you can see here from the screen. We have what's called financial accounting, and we have managerial accounting. Now remember what we said a minute ago about users. This is how these two types of accounting differ. Financial accounting, as you can see, is used by what we call outsiders. Used by outsiders to make decisions. Managerial accounting, on the other hand, used by insiders or managers within the company to make decisions. Now, as you probably are aware, this is Accounting 211, Introduction to Financial Accounting. Thus, we, in our course, will be focusing on the first one, the financial accounting. Accounting information that is communicated to outside users. Let's go to the next slide. So you say, well, okay, outside users, who are those? Who could they possibly be? Who do you think? Who would be some good examples of outsiders that would be interested in accounting information? Probably the one that you've all already thought of. Owners, investors, stockholders. Words that all mean the same thing. Those people that own stock within a company. Most certainly interested in accounting information. Another excellent example, creditors. Those people or entities that lend money to the company. Banks are probably the best example. They don't own stock, but they have lent the company money and expect the company to pay them back. For our purposes, the two main groups of outsiders that we focus on are right here on the screen. Our stockholders or investors, and our bankers or creditors. But there are certainly other outside users that are interested in this accounting information. So let's maybe list out a couple of these other users that would be interested in this information. They include taxing authorities, like the IRS, regulatory agencies, the government. Your customers might be interested in taking a look at your accounting information. One group that is most certainly interested in, say, Coca-Cola's financial accounting information is its major competitor, PepsiCola. And any type of financial analyst, that's their job, right? They look at accounting information for companies and try to make predictions as to what the stock is going to do and is it worth buying or should you sell or whatnot. So all of these folks that you see here on the slide, all wonderful examples of outside users, people that are interested in financial accounting information. Again, when we refer to these people as we move throughout the course, the two groups that we tend to focus on mainly are the stockholders and the creditors. Let's go ahead to the next slide. So you have these outside users, such as stockholders and creditors, using accounting information. Well, what might they use it for? What sorts of questions might they try to answer using this accounting information? Well, one really good one is the company earning a good profit? Do I want to invest in this company? Well, are they profitable? If they're not, maybe I don't want to invest in them. Maybe they're not earning a profit that is good enough for me to earn the rate of return that I want. So one commonly asked question by these outsiders, is the company earning a good income? Another one, how does the company compare to its competitors? How does the company compare in both size? Is it bigger, smaller, about the same size? As well as profitability. Is it more or less profitable than the companies that are its major competitors? Maybe if you're trying to decide whether or not to invest in a company, you might be interested in those sorts of questions. Both of what's on the board, or what's on the board, or if you want to call it the slide, I should say, really relate to stockholders. What sorts of questions might a creditor ask? Well, I think the big one is, can they pay me back? If I make this loan to them, will they be able to pay their debt back to me as it comes due? So these are the types of questions that these outside users ask, and these are the types of questions that we're going to want to be able to answer as we move through this course with our financial accounting information. Let's go ahead to the next slide. So, question for you. Before we answer it, I want you to think about it. Outside users, such as creditors and owners, use this financial accounting information to make decisions. Yes or no? Should we buy stock in this company? Yes or no? Should we lend money to this company? Well, the question we need to answer is, how do we get the information to them? How do we get the information to the stockholders and the creditors so they can make those decisions? I don't think we can just call them on the phone or send out a big mass email. That won't work. How are we going to get the information to them? See if you can answer to yourself for just a second. The way in which we get the information to them is through a set of accounting reports that we call financial statements. And we can define these financial statements as a set of accounting reports that is used to convey information to the outside users, i.e., the creditors and the investors. Go ahead to the next slide with me. So this is going to be a big part of our course, by the way. A huge part of this course is going to be dependent on these financial statements. So we want to get a real good feel for what they are. These accounting reports that we use to convey information consist of four main financial statements. Let's list them out. We have what's called the balance sheet. You'll also hear that referred to as the statement of financial position. We have the income statement. You'll also hear that referred to as the statement of earnings. Same thing. Though the more common terms are balance sheet and income statement. We also have the statement of owner's equity and the statement of cash flows. By the end of chapter 2, we hope to be pretty good and have a pretty good understanding of these four major financial statements. Let's go to the next slide. Another question for you. Think about putting yourself in this scenario. Let's say you have some money to invest, $20,000, and you've narrowed it down and you're either going to buy stock in company A or stock in company B. How do you decide? How are you going to decide, should we invest in company A or should we invest in company B? Answer to yourself, before we move to the next slide, just think about it for a second. How would you, if you were in this situation, make that decision? What would tell you A is the better investment or B is the better investment? Go to the next slide with me. The answer to this is, among other things, you're going to look at those financial statements. You're going to look at those accounting reports that give you the financial accounting information about those two organizations. And you're going to compare them. You're going to say, okay, here's company A's and here's their profitability. Here's company B and its profitability or its financial position or whatever. And you're going to make that comparison to decide which is the better investment. We have another question for you. In order to make that decision, in order to answer that question, what needs to be true about the comparison? In order to make a meaningful comparison between those financial statements, what needs to be true? Think about it for just a second, and when we come back, we'll answer that question.